turntables and a bottle of wine. Two turntables and a bottle of wine.
Two turntables and a bottle of wine.
With your host.
With your host.
With your host, Michael K. Newton.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine, which is a podcast in where I take music from my record collection, my vinyl collection, and I try to curate it in some sort of thoughtful playlist. Not always terribly thoughtful. Sometimes I'd say it's dead on. This week, episode 65, rather not week, this episode, episode 65, the theme is, it's kind of a dodgy way of getting around a theme, just mixed bag. I've picked a selection of 45s from my collection, and I've built a bit of a playlist around it. You're going to hear, in this episode, you're going to hear some Eno, some Cribs, some Bunnymen who just played here a week ago tonight, actually, and they were fantastic as always. Some Oasis, and some more stuff. I'll get down to all the incidental show stuff first before I get into the episode here. Essentially, yes, I curate a playlist from my collection, and while doing so, I drink a bottle of wine, hence the bottle of wine in the name. No wine today. We are sipping on some gin and juice, some dodgy mango fruit punch kind of stuff. Tastes like, oh, I don't know, it tastes like paint, but it's a tasty kind of paint. What else? What else is new? What can I talk about here? I've talked about it quite a bit on the show before. We were doing the charity event, which was last Wednesday at the Piston. Do you remember that, if you're a longtime listener? Well, it went down really, really well. Thanks to all the groups that played. Sean mentioned Good Enough Live Karaoke, who you can find around the city anytime. Just Google them, Good Enough Live Karaoke. They're awesome. Wild Heart played. They finished off the night. St. Stella did burlesque. The wonderful Branko hosted the evening, and his rap group, improvised rap group, I guess. I sound like such a white guy when I say that. His improvised rap group, Serb Superb, actually finished the night. They played right till last call. They were awesome, awesome hosts. I'd say it was a success. We raised $2,000 on a Wednesday night, which is quite good for a bar that's not terribly big. You know what I mean? Just a bunch of friends doing it for a good cause, the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada. That, of course, was leading up to the charity ride that we're doing on September 7th of this year, that myself and a bunch of friends are bicycling in to raise money for the MS Society of Canada. You can find a link to that on twoturntablespodcast.com, where you can, if you feel like it, and maybe you do feel like it, pledge to myself or pledge to any of the other riders. The link will be on Two Turntables Podcast. If you know me, I've been plastering on Facebook. It's a great cause. Why not? I don't feel any guilt for that. Events coming up. This upcoming Tuesday, August 26th, I'm back at the Beaver at 11 p.m. The Beaver, 1197 Queen Street West. I'm doing my Pretty Girls Make Graves night, which is fairly open format, but I try to revolve it around sad songs, like a real kind of downer of a thing to go listen to at a bar. It's fun, though. It's fun when it's presented as sad songs, and it's not just like, wow, this DJ's bumming me out. It's like, well, he's supposed to be. That's the whole thing, right? So that's August 26th, 11 p.m. The Beaver. It's a Tuesday. No cover, as always. September 3rd, which is a Wednesday from, two Wednesdays from tonight, we're back at Unlovable, my friend Scott and I, for Smith's Is Dead on a Wednesday night. We're doing Wednesdays there now. September 3rd, 10 p.m., no cover, all Smiths, only Smiths, all Morrissey, only Morrissey. You've heard me talk about it before, you catch the drift. September 11th, the Autumn Stones, the band I played bass guitar in, the bass guitar. We're playing at the Silver Dollar September 11th. I don't know what day of the week that is. I've just written on my notepad. It'll probably be like $5 or $6. It's usually never more than that. Yeah, come out. Sure. What else is coming up? Oh, apologies to my buddy Hal, because Hal's been a listener of the show since like day one, episode one, that I'm almost embarrassed to listen to now because the production quality is so garbage. But he came to me with the idea of doing an English Premiership League preseason special, and I really wanted to do it because Hal knows football, and anyone who knows Hal knows he knows football, amongst other sports. He's a fanatic, he's a good guy, he's a Tottenham fan, but he still knows football. He wanted to come and do a special revolving around football and give the picks for the season. really wanted to do it, couldn't find the time to do it. I'm going to have Hal on sometime within this season, and we're going to do a special football-centric episode. That'll be really cool. Stay tuned for that. Yes. What else? Mario Balotelli is a Liverpool player now. That's awesome. What else other than that? Broadcasting today once again from the secret location, which can yet to be named, but if you follow me on Instagram, I've taken a photo saying, like, I'm broadcasting from here today. It's a very mysterious photo. You can't really tell where it is. That's the point. News to come on that in the future. Really, really cool. It's nice to be here in, like, a purpose-built space and not, you know, a bedroom in my house. Neat. All episodes of Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine, as well as the smaller mini-cast I do, 45 Not So Special, can be found both on twoturntablespodcast.com and modernsuperior.com, which is the podcast family that Two Turntables belongs to. Lots of cool stuff there. Check them out, modernsuperior.com. Before I get into the music, if you're on Twitter, you want to follow the happenings of the show, at TTBW Podcast is the Twitter address to keep you up to date of everything I do that involves the podcast. Cool. I think that's about it for the whole introductory talking about myself part of the show. I'm going to play something brand new from an artist who just announced like 3 days ago, November 12th, Massey Hall. It's been a few years since he's been here. I've seen him like 5 or 6 times. He's awesome. I've seen him in various stages of his career, from when he was, you know, like really abusing substances, still a great show, sloppier, to when he cleaned up. I've seen him with a brilliant, brilliant band. I've seen him with a stripped-down band. He's got a new album coming out quite soon. This is the lead single from it, Mr. Ryan Adams. I got my ticket today. It says Obstructive View. I'm not really happy about that, but it was cheaper than the normal one. So if there's a pole in my way, I'm just going to complain and ask if I can, like, stand somewhere instead. I hate Massey Hall for that. It's a beautiful venue, but you're pretty much forced to sit to a seat. Anyways, enough about that. Here's some new Ryan Adams on episode 65 of Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine. Cheers.
under bridge where the subway sees the daytime and the west wave flies by. Then on my bike down the Ladbroke Road to the forthcoming Drummers of Studio and a love of old sweet music. We just can't. Thank you.
turntables and a bottle of wine.
Welcome back to Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine. Sorry about off the top there. I had my mic running a little bit high. I was redlining that. I think we got it fixed. You'll know by now anyways. So that set included the new single from Ryan Adams, Give Me Something Good. Sound a bit like Tom Petty? Yes, because Bentmon Trench, the organist for Tom Petty, actually plays organ on that track. That would be why, right? I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? Sure. Following that, Marvelous Darlings with The Sores, The Streets. Blur with the single they did for Record Store Day back in like 2010, I think it was. Fool's Day. And Oasis with the Chemical Brothers remix of Falling Down. Play more coming up here on episode 65 of Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine. Here's some, let's do some madness. Cheers.
Sat out all night, I was downtown. chopping up my stomping thoughts. Self-doubt and selfism were the cheapest things I ever bought. And you said love to win the bag of love. And you said love to mean the bag of love. When taking advantage of, breaking the back of love. When taking advantage of,
Two turntables and a bottle of wine.
Welcome back to Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine, episode 65. In that set, you heard Madness with Cardiac Arrest, The Hollies with Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, or if you're dyslexic, Long Black Woman in a Cool Dress. Echo and the Bunny Man, who were just here last Tuesday, phenomenal, still, new album, All Right, still put on a great show. They played the Danforth. I've never seen any shows at the Danforth. I've seen them at, like, the Carlu. I've seen them at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. I've seen them at the Phoenix a couple times. Danforth, not bad. Not a lot of room to wiggle around once you're in there, and there's like the two bars or whatever, but great show. Spent it pre-drinking with some friends and then a bunch of Liverpool guys, and then I spent it post-drinking with a bunch of Manx, which was interesting. Following that, the cover of the Spencer Davis Group classic Give Me Some Lovin' by the little bit of like pop disco, early pop disco infused Alesi Brothers. Twitter at TTBW Podcast if you want to tell me how bad that Alesi Brothers cover is compared to the original. It's okay. I understand. I agree. I just wanted to play it because you don't get to hear that version of it too often. I'm going to go right back into the music here for you on episode 65 of Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine. Here's some, here's the Aha song that you don't see on TV all the time. Cheers.
Oh, that's got everything to do with you. I'm alive.
Turntables and a bottle of wine.
Welcome back to episode 65 of Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine. In that set, you heard Aha, Aha with The Sun Always Shines on TV, Block Party with Flux, Easy Targets with I Don't Want to Think. The Easy Targets featured Nick, who plays in B17. B17 are playing this Saturday at Cinecycle, which is just south of Richmond and Spadina. You may have been there. It's down an alleyway right by the Zipcar offices. Anyways, really cool venue. I haven't been in years. But Optical Sounds, which is a local label, I played some bands from them. I don't have a B17 record to play. But Nick from Easy Targets, who you just heard, is in B17. They're playing Saturday alongside The Highest Order, Twist, and Magic Shop, who are coming for the first Canadian show. They're from Buffalo. They're on Optical Records, or Optical Sounds Records. My bad. That is this Saturday night, August 26th, at Cinecycle. So check that out. Finish the set with So Alive by Love and Rockets. More here coming up on Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine. Episode 65. Let's do some live, you know, back when, like, Eno was, you know, like proper Eno. Like, just out of Roxy, you know? Yeah? Cool.
Big is on fire. Better throw her in the water. Look at her laughing like a heifer to the slaughter. Big is on fire. And all the laughing boys are bitching. They're waiting for photos. Oh, the plot is so bewitching. Rescue us, Roro. Do your best to change the subject. Blow with blow. Let's have the systems to the object. Photographers, snip, snap. Take your time, she's only burning. This kind of necessary for her learning. If you'll be my
retaliating with silence, running away in play, chancing upon situations out of my league. I just need some provocation and I'm down on my knees. Feeling like a bit working between the lines, saving
Two turntables and a bottle of wine.
Welcome back to Two Turntables and a Bottle of Wine, episode 65. That set included Brian Eno with Babies on Fire, The Cribs with So Hot Now. I believe that was the last single that Johnny Marr was actually part of The Cribs for. He had a nice little run. That album that I can't remember the name of is all over it. Sounds great. And then that single was a little bit more like Replacements-esque. Diamond Rings with Wait and See. And then Genesis finishing off the set with Invisible Touch. Everyone always seems to shit all over Phil Collins, but I have such a soft spot for the guy. He's written some wonderful pop songs. He's a great drummer. He knew when to get out. I mean, well, maybe, okay, that's questionable after all the Disney stuff, but I don't know. Everyone's, oh, Phil Collins? You know what? 1:30 a.m. if you're DJing a bar, throw on Lose Your Number, that song, and everyone either gets up and dances or gets up and leaves. So it's if you want to clear the bar, that's a great song. If you want the people who know how to have fun to get up and have a little bit more fun before they have to order their last beer and then leave and then go home drunk and depressed, that's a great song. Phil Collins, good dude, don't know him, but you know, whatever. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the spiel at the end of this show, and then I'm going to kind of play off a couple more songs. I'm going to do some fun stuff. But first, once again, this Tuesday, August 26th at the Beaver, 11 p.m., the night I do their monthly Pretty Girls Make Graves. Sad songs, mostly. But other than that, like Britpop, alternative, post-rock, kind of like sort of the stuff I play here, but I try not to play so much cheese unless it's warranted, unless people are really digging the cheese. I serve up the extra cheese, right? So that's this Tuesday at the Beaver, 11 p.m. onwards. The following Wednesday, September 3rd, Smiths is Dead, our monthly Smiths Morrissey night that my friend Scott and I do at Unlovable, which is 1415 Dundas Street West. So that's Wednesday, September 3rd. September 11th, the Autumn Stones at the Silver Dollar. I've got that charity ride coming up September 7th that you can pledge towards if you feel so inclined to. You can find that at twoturntablespodcast.com, as well as all previous 64 episodes. They can be found there too. As well, I've been blogging. I've been going through my record collection and trying to, although I've missed the queue almost every single day, I've been going through in alphabetical order and taking a photo of 5 records a day from my collection. I was going to do a record a day. But by the time I would finish that, I'd be able to have a kid and then walk that kid to school and then still come home and be like that loser dad who has records and stuff. So instead, I've been doing 5 records a day. That way I can maybe only like impregnate someone and almost see that child to fruition by that time. So that's going on there at twoturntablespodcast.com. ModernSuperior.com is the family network of podcasts that Two Turntables Podcast belongs to, right? Twitter, at TTBW Podcast. I'm tired of saying that. Okay, so that's basically it for episode 65, except I'm going to play you out. I'm going to do like 17, 18 more minutes of music. Try to get this to like a full hour and a half. We're testing stuff here at the secret location. So, anywho, it was Friday or Saturday, was the big scooter rally here in Toronto. I know the Fred Perry store on Queen Street did something for it. I believe the Bristol did something for it. A bunch of scooter guys from Southern Ontario. They usually have them down in, I think Kitchener-Waterloo has big scooter runs. But they had one here last weekend. I didn't get out to it because I was busy on the Friday. But anyways, I'm going to play, I guess it's a comedy song. But it's topical to the scooter rally. So I'm going to send you into the abyss, into the everlasting 45 spinning here of episode 65 with do some Jasper Carrot. Cool? All right, cheers.
The lights were groovy colors. The band was playing slow. We danced just one dance together. Then she said, I've got to go now. I brushed away a teardrop and followed her outside, where a long-eared Yorbana cycle was waiting to gear a ride. I'll never forget that bloke she went with, tell him he'd better leave town. Cause as soon as me moped's front mudguard is fixed, gonna find the creep and put him down.
Down, down.
When I get me moped out on the road, I'm gonna ride, ride, ride. Gonna tell me where to go. No, when I get me moped out on the road, I'm gonna ride, 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 ride.
Funky moped.
Move, funky moped. Move, funky moped. Move, funky moped. Move, funky moped. Move, 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 funky moped. Go.
Funky moped.
When I'm on me moped, rocking and a socking, all right, all right, all right. When I'm on me moped, rocking and a socking, all right, all right, all right. When I'm on me moped, rocking and a socking, everywhere I go, the chicks are moving and a grooving, wiggling and a giggling, dancing and a prancing, beaming and a screaming. When you see me moped streaming with funk, you better ride. To burn up every motor scooter punk. Oh, when you see me moped, you better take your piece of junk and ride, 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 ride.
Funky moped.
Move, funky moped. Move, funky moped. Move, funky moped. Move, funky moped. Move, 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 funky moped. Oh, funky moped. Me mum won't let me mend it in the kitchen. I gotta fix it in the garden.
Just makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, under wonder. But you come the man with a look in his eye. It's fair or nothing, but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lives. Every single one of us, the devil inside, devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh. Here come the world, the look in its eye. You're uncertain, but certainly slight. Look at the faces, listen to the bells. It's hard to believe we need a place called hell. Place called hell. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
volume, pump up the volume, dance. When the drum beats go like this. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Two turntables and a bottle of wine.